Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. This is Tuesday, the 31st of January. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. First of all, I must apologize to you if I sound a little bit strange in my pronunciations. I have some medical allergy that has been causing some ulcers in my tongue. Back in the podcast last Wednesday, I talked about taking partial profit on the Hang Seng Index if it hits 22,200. The index did overshoot by 500 index points to 22,700 before falling sharply yesterday and closed at the day's low at 22,070. It was the biggest daily drop in the index since the beginning of December last year, and the volume was twice the daily average volume over the last 2 months, suggesting that there was real selling pressure. So, is the rally in the Hang Seng Index over? The short answer is no, but we could be entering a consolidation phase. Let's dig deeper into this. We believe the medium-term story for Chinese equities remain intact. So there were four factors that have caused the downtrend in the index since the first quarter of 2021. Properties, internet regulations, the threat of ADR delisting from the US, and COVID lockdown. So all four factors, all these risks have been subsiding since the end of October last year. However, over the short term, pullback is likely. So why is that? Well, because the Hang Seng Index has been running too hard and too fast. So recall our reliable technical indicator in the Relative Strength Index, i.e. the RSI. The Hang Seng Index has been making highs in the month of January, but the RSI has been staying flat and the volume has not been increasing. So in other words, the index is lacking power to go higher. Imagine a car putting in the same horsepower, but the slope the car is climbing is getting steeper and steeper. So sooner or later, the car is going to pull back. Another point to note is fund flow. Now, the current environment is very different from, let's say, 18 months ago. Because liquidity does cost. Interest rate is no longer at zero. So investors need to be selective. Well, and guess what? The US earnings season is actually beating expectations. About one quarter of the companies in the S&P 500 index have reported thus far, with nearly 70% beating consensus estimates, giving a positive earnings surprise of 2.4%. So it is possible that investors could be rotating some money out from Hong Kong China equities and back into the US, particularly if the Fed were to give dovish guidance in FOMC later this week. So if investors have not taken part of their positions off already, they should consider doing so in the Hang Seng Index and in Hong Kong China equities. And they can wait for better levels to add back to positions again. As we highlighted in the podcast last week, interesting levels lies at 20,300, followed by 19,300. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details on the latest market insights, subscribe to Standard Chartered Money Insights.